trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. I will treat others kindly. The other day at recess, I was playing football with some of my friends. A girl from our class came over and asked if she could play with us. Some of the boys told her no because she was a girl. They said girls can't play football. She looked really sad and started to walk away. I remembered when the older boys wouldn't let me play with them because I was too little. It made me feel bad. I told her to come back and that I would play a different game with her. Then the other boys said it would be okay if she played. She was so happy, and she turned out to be a better player than a lot of the boys. Now she plays with us every day. I feel good inside knowing I helped her to be happy. It makes me happy when I help others. Cade P., age 5, Idaho, with help from his mom.
Pass along joy. One night, my mom and I were at the store, and a store employee was helping us. He said it was his last day at the store because he was moving. He said he was getting married in a month. Mom said she loved being married because it's being married to your best friend. He said, "Everyone I talk to says, don't get married. So it's good to hear that. Thank you." We walked past him again on our way out, and I gave him a pass-along card. Mom told him the things on the card have added a lot of joy to her marriage. He said thanks. I felt good, and I was so excited about being a missionary that it took me a long time to get to sleep that night. I felt so happy. Elizabeth R., age 9, Oklahoma.
Keeping clean. One day after school, I was playing with my friends near a pond by our house. The boys started putting garbage in the pond. I knew it was against the rules to play in the pond. I also knew that putting anything in the pond was against the rules. It is not good for the fish, and garbage doesn't make the pond look nice. I reminded my friends of the rule. They didn't care and kept putting garbage in the water. I knew it wasn't right, so I went home. Even though I wanted to play with my friends, I wanted to choose the right more. When I got home, my mom said she was proud of me for following the rules and choosing the right. Dallin S., age 7.
Lost and found. One day, while walking home from school, my sister and I spotted a little girl crying on our street. She said she was lost, so we took her to our house. My dad asked for her number and called her mom to come pick her up. I had a warm feeling inside. Hannah C., 9, New Mexico. Cereal Solution. When I was eating breakfast, I saw a cereal box advertising a movie. I thought it wasn't appropriate because the movie was rated PG-13. I sent a letter to the cereal company saying the cereal boxes should not advertise bad movies. I think they should put appropriate pictures on the cereal boxes. About a month later, I got a letter back. I am glad I could stand up for my beliefs. Abby B., age 7, Nevada.
The friend would like to hear from you about an experience you have had in trying to be like Jesus. Please include a photo of yourself and your name, age, and address. A written statement signed by a parent or legal guardian granting permission to publish your photo and submission must be included. If an adult helps with your submission, credit should also be given to him or her. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. For scheduling reasons, submissions selected may not appear in the magazine for at least a year. Ages shown are those at the time of submission. Children whose writings are submitted should be at least 3 years old. Due to the number of submissions received, they cannot all be published, nor can they be returned. Send it to Trying to Be Like Jesus, Friend Magazine, Room 2430, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, United States of America. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus,